the snowbirds from Canada. And we're not talking about seasonal residents of Florida. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. 2009 was the 100th anniversary of powered flight in Canada, and the anniversary did not go uncelebrated. At the recent convention of the International Council of Air Shows, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell caught up with Lieutenant Colonel Chris Barg, commanding officer and leader of the Snowbirds Jet Demo Team, to find out more about their past and future.
We're having an amazing time here at the 2009 ICAS convention, speaking to everybody from the guy who does the Cub Act all the way up now to the Snowbird Boss. But we're looking at an industry that's evolving and changing, and the role of the military teams at this point is something that everybody's kind of looking at and wondering where the future is. Let's talk about Snowbirds just finishing up the 2009 season and what 2010 and 11 are looking like for the future of the Snowbirds.
Well, just to go back, Jim, to the 2009 season was the centennial of flight in Canada. So it was a historic landmark for us. And we were able to celebrate that performing coast to coast, doing over 100 flypasts for 100 different towns, being able to outreach to smaller communities that jet teams normally wouldn't be able to access. So that was really a thrill and an honor for us. And of course, we had the thrill as well of coming down to the United States, performing on both coasts from Miramar all the way to Oceania, and being able to share with our American neighbors the skill, professionalism, and teamwork of the Canadian Forces. As we move ahead to the 2010 season, it marks the 40th anniversary of the team, so another landmark year for us. And we've been able to share our performances with over a million spectators as we've gone through different venues, and it's just really a thrill and an honor to be part of such a heritage.
Well, obviously the Snowbirds are such a unique enterprise in among military airshow teams. One, no fly-by-wire, no afterburners. It's sheer pilotage and an airplane with just outstanding handling qualities. How do you prep a Snowbird in this day and age to be able to take on these tasks and to produce a performance that is letter perfect every time I've seen it?
You're absolutely right. The Tudor is basically a training aircraft. So the aircraft itself is very forgiving. No, it doesn't have the raw power of maybe a frontline fighter, but aesthetically it's got fantastic lines. Formation flying is really based on visual acuity and how you want to position the aircraft. The Tudor lends itself perfectly to that. As far as how we train somebody to get to that position, it takes a lot of time and effort. You know, we're looking for the most experienced, best formation pilots that we can find across the Canadian Forces, and we go through a rigorous selection process, doing a flying tryout where it's one of the very few positions where people actually try out against each other for one of those coveted spots. The Tudor itself, we prefer to refer to ourselves as more of an aerial ballet. You have to use every percentage of power in that 2,700 pounds of thrust that the Tudor produces in order to be able to fly the maneuvers that we do.
But I have to tell you, having flown with each of the military demonstration teams over the years and a number well overseas, I have to tell you, I've rarely seen such good stick and rudder skills from military pilots. They are just absolutely on it.
Well, we certainly think that we hold our own when it comes to that. It takes a lot of training, a lot of time just to be considered to be part of the team. We go through a very competitive selection process. We actually go through a flying tryout where the pilots put their skills against others and compete for those few coveted slots. So, when we're in the air, it's more than that. It's also a matter of trust. As the team lead, I have to be able to fly my profiles accurately, and I'm depending on those guys to hang on the wing and fly their references flawlessly as well. And what goes unnoticed as well is the work that our technicians do back on the ground, flying over 50 shows per year. Those aircraft are older, but they're maintained in impeccable fashion. And if you took a look at one today, you would have no idea how old it actually was. They're in perfect condition.
Oh, indeed. The last time I had a chance to fly with it, the airplane was absolutely spotless. And it was fun actually talking to the technical folks who not only knew the airplanes, but knew each individual airplane and all its quirks and all its idiosyncrasies. And they had everything just totally wired.
Absolutely. And as a pilot, the planes are all the same. They're identical in layout and instrumentation. You do get to learn the little idiosyncrasies of each plane. When you're flying the maneuvers that we fly, that kind of an aerial ballet, you need to get every single percent out of that 2,700 pounds of thrust to make the maneuvers work. We're operating as close to 2 meters to each other, and it takes every ounce of power out of those engines to make the formations work.
Indeed. What's the future at this point for the Tudor? As I understand, the life of the aircraft, as far as the Snowbird is concerned, is now extended through 2020. But what's the future look beyond that? Well, we'll look first at what the next decade will be like, but what's a future Snowbird aircraft going to look like?
Well, first of all, you know, as far as the life of the Tutor goes, it is an excellent platform for what it does, and it performs remarkably well. The actual studies for how long it can actually last within the fleet is still coming to its final determination. But what we do know is that there's a desire and a will of the Canadian public to see the Snowbirds. This is coming into the 40th season of the team, and over those years, we've been able to build a reputation as somewhat of a Canadian icon. And for us to be able to go across Canada, show the skill, professionalism, teamwork of the Canadian Forces, I think it's something that the public is looking forward to. So I'm very confident and secure in the future of the team. As far as the aircraft itself, we have a lot to do with the Canadian Forces itself, determining what our next frontline fighter is going to be, how we're going to evolve our training. Technology certainly takes a front role in that. So we don't want to rush into any decisions into a new aircraft. And of course, it makes economic sense to try and tie those things together. So as an operator right now, I have absolute confidence in the Tutor and its ability to carry on for the foreseeable future. I look forward to, as an aviation fan, what the future holds what we'll look forward to as an eventual replacement aircraft.
In a moment, one big difference between the Snowbirds and either of the major U.S. jet demo teams. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Lieutenant Colonel Chris Bard, commanding officer of Canada's Snowbirds Jet Demo Team. In the U.S., the Blue Angels are the Navy. The Thunderbirds represent the Air Force. What service do the Snowbirds represent in Canada? If you can't answer right away, that's okay. It's a trick question.
One of the things that I find unique about the Snowbirds is that while a number of military teams are uniquely identified with a service, the Snowbirds are identified with a nation. And that's to kind of carry a tremendous sense of pride and responsibility.
Absolutely. We represent the men and women of the Canadian Forces first and foremost. And you know, as the Snowbirds, we're the instrument that gets to meet the public. Of course, most of the operations that we do these days, whether they be on land, in the air, or on the ground, you don't get to have that front-hand interaction with the public. We're fortunate enough that when we go to an air show or we're at a display, we're able to shake hands with the public and share those stories. And I think it's that personal relationship with them as a public allows them to identify with us, and that's what creates the tight bond. You know, I know as a kid growing up and watching air shows, seeing the maneuvers themselves certainly triggers the imagination, but what you remember most is when you go to the autograph line, you get to shake the hand, have the pilot and the maintainer sign your pamphlet. Those are things that you treasure for years to come. You don't necessarily remember every maneuver, but you certainly remember that moment where you got to take your picture with the pilot and the maintainer.
For any aviator who's looking at the pinnacle of a career, the things that they get to do, certainly taking command of the Snowbirds has to be one of those things that you can aspire to but never quite believe that you're actually going to get to. How do you feel now, having reached this particular pinnacle? What does that feel like to you, and what do you bring to the game?
Well, first of all, I'm extremely proud to be able to represent my country in this kind of way. You know, it's the equivalent of making a national team or being able to go to the Olympics. To me, it is the pinnacle of my aviation career. As far as what I bring to the table, I've had a long military career. I've been in the forces for 21 years. I've been able to see some different experiences, both as a long-range patrol pilot and as an instructor that has a very broad base of experiences to bring to the team. But when I leave here, what I want to be able to carry is the message of what the Snowbirds is about, what the forces are about to the public. So although my time on the team will be limited, those messages I'll continue to carry for the rest of my life.
to the young man or woman who's out there studying hard and getting ready to make a life for themselves and looks at the snowbirds as something that they could see happening in their lives, what three skills would you recommend that they work on in order to make a solid attempt at someday joining the snowbirds?
First of all, you have to be able to believe that you can attain your dreams and to never actually give up. I think that will and determination right there alone can power you in the direction where you want to go, regardless of what your overall aim is. Certainly getting an education, moving forward, and doing the best at whatever task you choose to do at the time. That search for perfection, that drive, that'd be another quality that'll gain you success. I won't lie, you got to be in the right place at the right time, but you can always set yourself up for the future. So if the end result would be is you want to be a Canadian Forces pilot, a snowbird pilot, or whatever it happens to be in life, you have to have a vision in the future on where you want to go and believe in it, and don't be deterred.
Any special moments, anything stands out for you in representing your nation with the snowbirds? Anything that is a pinnacle experience in particular, any particular show, maneuver, or airplane?
There are so many. Things stand out from maybe my first show as a wingman back in 2002 to when I was actually given the news that I made the team. And frankly, when I was picked as team lead, those things stand out. But probably the thing that triggers me the most is my experiences in Canada Day in Parliament Hill on July 1st. Knowing that you're part of that celebration of your country, it's very emotional experience. I can't think of anything that's tugged at my heartstrings more than that.
Lieutenant Colonel Chris Bard is the commanding officer, 431 Air Demonstration Squadron, a.k.a. the Snowbirds. Find out more at the team's official website, www.snowbirds.dnd.ca. Jim Campbell is CEO and Editor-in-Chief of ANN. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. That's Aero spelled A-E-R-O. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.